Thankful to be here. Thankful to be with the saints, and would just like to reflect and do a public reading of scripture on Psalm number 148, which is really a call to praise God. We've done this before, but in praising the Lord, there's never really a rerun. I mean, there's always a reason to praise Him every day. I have this little book I found going through some stuff. It's like a best quotes of Spurgeon book. Well, it's a little paperback. And he said something in there that I really liked. It was basically saying, you don't really need a reason to praise God beyond who He is. Like, you basically don't even have to get past that. You just start naming attributes of God, and there's your reasons to praise Him. He's worthy by nature of who He is. And so I want to reflect on this psalm, and then I'd like to spend some time with you, if you would, in prayer, and just a time of praise, if you have something to praise God about, time of taking requests, because part of a way we can praise God is by recognizing how He can be our refuge and how He can save us from things, save us to Him. So I'd like to read this, and then we can open up for prayer. Psalm number 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind, fulfilling His word, mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him. Praise the Lord. It ends the way it begins. Hallelujah. Praising God. Praise Yahweh. And we start, it's really, this psalm needs little interpretation because it's so served up to us so easily. Breaks into kind of two sections where it's a call for things that are high to praise God and a call for things that are low to praise God. Things that are closest to God, angels, the heavens, stars, the sun, the moon. And really, it's a lot in here. A lot of the terminology looks a lot like Genesis 1, you know, when God is creating. Me and Jameson were just looking at some of that and just reading about, he had some questions around, you know, what was there before, what was the world there before God started creating? So we read Genesis 1. And God, you know, think about the intricacy of the way God spoke these things into being. They didn't just speak them into being and hope that they worked. All the intricate things that we've spent generations trying to understand the science behind how these things work, how the stars burn and how the sun stays going and how close we are to it. If we got any further away, we would die. If we got any closer, we wouldn't be able to sustain life on Earth. All those intricacies that man, whether they know God or not, boggles their mind over. All the wisdom that went into that was in those let there be statements. And so you start thinking about that. Praise Him, all you shining stars, and they praise Him. They point to His glory. They point to his brightness. And you think of man, made me think man refuses to praise God at times. And these heavenly hosts that are so greater, so much greater, praise him by their very nature and creation. So, but you see this height, praise him from the heights, heavens, angels, and then moon, stars, the highest heavens, the waters above the heavens, let them praise the Lord. And then he goes to the earth. He kind of gets down in the level, in the sphere of man. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. So taking care of sea and massive creatures in the sea, call them to praise God by their very existence. God made them. And you see here, all the deeps, fire and hail. So you see weather phenomenon, a call to praise God. And I think about the Hurricane Ida and how some of the, there was one, I think Port Fouchon had a radar during the storm that clocked, I want to say, wind gusts at 223 miles an hour. And it's just, if you've ever been to Grand Isle, we were just talking about that. Just this strip of land facing the ocean, there's nothing at all, no trees, no structure at all to protect you from this a massive entry that Hurricane Ida had. And so you just have these camps facing one of the worst weather events that's ever happened. And there's glory of God in that. And those winds were doing what the Lord wanted them to do. And those are praising God. And he's called, the psalmist is highlighting this. Weather events, hail, snow, mist, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. They're doing what he wants them to do. That gives glory to God. Mountains and hills, the things that we think are beautiful, that God created, fruit trees and cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things, and flying birds. So he goes from great ocean creatures, storms, and more things we can't really understand, to creeping things, down to the things that we step on because we don't want them in our house. Those things, praise God. And then he goes to an earthly hierarchy, kings. Starts with kings in the sphere of man. Kings of the earth and all peoples. Doesn't leave anyone out. Princes and all rulers of the earth. The young men, maidens together, old men and even children. Calling them to praise God. Let them praise the name of the Lord, because for his name alone is exalted. And because his majesty, his beauty is above earth and heaven. Praise the Lord. And so just wanted to reflect on that and stimulate us, hopefully through the reading of God's word, to think about praising God in thanksgiving and asking of him in our time of prayer and exalting him by just acknowledging who he is. And when we ask for things in Jesus' name, we're acknowledging who he is by doing that. And that is lifting him up. So praise the Lord. When we think of our time of prayer, I know thankful to hear me and Elizabeth stayed up kind of late last night talking about all kind of stuff. One of the things was how great the conference was for the women or the retreat. And so was really encouraged to hear that. And I know it came with some hardship for the Currens, so we can lift them up in prayer in their time of loss and being around family and things like that. So that is, I know, on everybody's mind. So lift them up. And then another one I have is just thanksgiving that Elizabeth's turning a corner a little bit with her symptoms, and it's not perfect. She still gets sick, but it's been 7 weeks of debilitating sickness and not being able to eat really at all after 12 o'clock noon. And it's just been really hard. So really thankful for any improvement there. So praising God for that. Would anyone else have requests or things they'd like to praise the Lord for?
Y'all would continue to pray for me and recovery, having stomach problems, and just I'm not 100%, and it's got me feeling kind of bad.
Definitely. Anyone else? On Zoom, if you want to speak up, feel free. And I also have the chat open so we can see anything you might want to bring to us to pray about. And always feel free on Zoom to jump in and pray as well. Okay. Well, I can open us up in prayer this morning. And Brother Todd, would you mind closing us when folks are done? Pray as you feel led. We have time to do so, and feel free to pray. Dear God, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're so thankful for who you are, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful that you sought us out when we weren't looking for you, when we were running away from you. That you purchased us, Lord. That you loved us when we hated you, at the moment we were doing our worst grievances against you. That's when you loved us. That's when you died for us. We praise your name for that. And we will never stop praising your name for that great act of salvation, Lord. We're so thankful for that. And Lord, if it weren't for that, we could never come before you. If it weren't through Jesus Christ, we could never approach you. And it is in Christ's name we come to you with requests, Father. Lord, I just want to ask that you go before us, Lord, this morning and lead us in our time of preaching and fellowship and worship. Lord, that you be with Brother Gary as he brings a message. That you be with our words as we talk to one another and encourage one another and listen to each other. Lord, that we would have servants' hearts, not be selfish, Lord, that we could seek to bear one another's burdens, Lord. And Lord, we need you to have those thoughts, Lord. Those don't come natural to man. We need you, or we need you to give us servants' hearts, Father, to be like you in the way we love each other. Lord, I do lift up the Currens. Lord, we're so thankful that they were able to come and minister to us, Lord, and we know that your providence ordered all the events, Lord, but we're thankful that the women got to get together, be encouraged, Lord. We're just thankful to hear that report, Father, that you ordained that. Pray for them now in their time of loss, Lord, and that you would minister to them, that you would encourage them, build them up, make them lights to lost family members that they're going to be around in this time, and just ask your blessing upon them. Lord, I personally thank you for relief that you've given my wife, Lord, and your goodness there, Father. And your sustaining power in the hardship for it. Lord, I want to pray for Samantha and her request, Father. She would be near to her, be near to Dustin and her family, Lord. That you would surround them with truth, Lord. That you'd be with her with any health issues, Father, that she's encountering. Give her wisdom. Lord, we look to you with all these requests, the ones that are spoken and unspoken. We ask that you would be with us, Lord. Be near to us in your spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Father, we give you thanks this morning for the the privilege of being able to meet together, to have your name on our lips. Help us, Lord, to find you in our hearts during this time with your word. Your word is true. Lord, there's so many lies, false truths around us, that surround us, that we hear in our ear, that the enemy brings, that our family members bring, our co-workers that we're surrounded by and bombarded by, principalities and heavenly places, and the fiery darts of the evil. So Lord, help us this morning to be able, Lord, by your word, that we would put on the armor, not just look at it, but put it on so that we can withstand. Lord, that we would find refuge in your name, as psalmists do. Lord, your mighty fortress. So Lord, help us this morning with our eyes to be able to see past what we see to the unseen. To be able to, as the brother said, to give thanks this morning. So many things that you brought in our lives. Also, the trials that you promised us. Not just for the trial's sake, but what comes because of the trial, or that we get the vision of you that we need to be sanctified, to give you glory, to recognize that it's for our good. So Lord, we do lift up the current this morning. We're so thankful that they were able to help so many this weekend. And then look at the cost that they were able to help others and then lose those final hours with a loved one that they may have had. Lord, we know that's not in vain. And now look at the time and the opportunity to go and be light to others that need it. They may not have had situation on earth. So Lord, we know that we constantly make these plans and think things are going to go a certain way. Lord, your will is ultimately what's going to take place despite our plans. Lord, I pray that you would just comfort the currents during this time, that you would be that vision for them, and that they would be salt and light where they are. That you would bring the hymn to mind and in their ear, that they would be able to give you thanks this morning. That you give us the ability to give thanks this morning. Help us to worship you in spirit and truth. Be edified, to love you more, as you've loved us, to love one. Jesus.
Father, we do praise you this morning. Thank you, Father, for Psalm 148, where this great diversity of things above us and things below us and around us are all called to praise you, this singular common denominator of praise to you. We worship you for who you are, what you have done, your creation, your recreation, and bringing us to have our eyes open, the Spirit attending, Father, to not only our every need, but our most basic need, which is to be in a right standing with you. We thank you for that. For as we praise you and worship you, we're acutely reminded of our lack of ability to praise and worship you, Father, when we're struggling with weakness or sickness or sinusitis or allergies or long COVID or whatever else it might be. Father, we're susceptible, Father, to having a weak mind and not being able to lift our heads off our pillows, basically. But Father, keep us from the lies that we are prone to listen to, of lies of whether self-pity or self-anger or whatever it might be that wants us to pamper ourselves and not praise you and not worship you, even when we are in a diminished state. So we're asking, Father, even during now, during our time of weakness, for many of us, and Lord, you would strengthen us, strengthen our minds to see your glory and to still continue to worship and to praise you and to give you all the adoration that is due your great name because of your great character and your great work that you have done. We love you and we thank you for today. Father, many requests that we have, we bring to you. We've already heard many. We ask, Father, as we come into your presence, Father, that you would give us praise in the midst of these. We know all these things are going to work together for good. You tell us that. Strengthen our faith in that. Help us to understand, Father, that these things are true because you said these things are true. And that we're going to agree with you that this was for good. And I wouldn't change a single thing because this is what God has ordained. We thank you, Father, for that. And it's the song writer has said that, you know, behind a frowning providence is your smiling face. And we thank you and bless you. Be with Gary as he comes and brings the word you would have laid on his heart for us. We ask, Father, that you would attune our hearts to not only sing your praise, but to bow before your word and to listen and to have our hearts and minds changed to be more like Christ. We love you and we thank you for Christ.
Father, indeed, we do thank you for your holy word this morning. This privilege of reading and looking into your scripture, we thank you for it. You have revealed yourself to us yet again. Give us a glimpse of who you are. And Father, there is much reasons to praise the Lord. And it's no coincidence that the start of this psalm is to praise the Lord. And it's because of who you are that we praise you. It's because of revealing yourself to us that we praise you. Because of the great work that's been done on our behalf, we praise you. And each thing that we even pray about, Father, it spells out the creatures in the deep. It spells out the sun, the moon, and the stars. And it's because of your perfect hand in creating them in such a way, as was pointed out, to be in exactly the right place, exactly the right distance. And these creatures that you have designed, including ourselves, that you have orchestrated to be exactly the way we are for your purposes, for your glory to be revealed, Lord. And even the things that we lift up this morning, we know that you have divinely ordained them, divinely appointed them, each one of the things that we pray about. We know that our trials, just like creation, they've been designed by a creator that knows exactly what we need, Father. And would love us, it loves us too much to give us anything less than what we need. So, conform us more to the image of Jesus Christ. And so, with confidence, Father, we do lift up these things to you, knowing that they too were designed just like the rest of creation. It causes us to look to you, Father, and pray with confidence as we pray for those sick from various causes, diseases, and sicknesses, Father, those that brothers, sisters who have lost loved ones. Lord, may we see that out of your great love for us that you cause these things, Father, that we might look to you and trust in the loving character of a great God. Father, we do lift up these things to you. We do thank you for those things, Father. I thank you for the great work of your long suffering towards us, where when each one of us was in the middle of our sin, each one of us was strayed away from the fold, that you went after us, Lord. And even now, today, each one of us here could testify of the times when had you not pulled us back in, had you left us to ourselves, we would not be here in the midst of the brethren praising you with a hope of glory before us. But we would have been on the outside looking in, on the outside of the fence, looking in at the wondrous things that the people of God has set before them. But you love us enough to keep us, Lord. Thank you for the brethren. We allow us to encourage one another at these things, even this morning, and have such things as gathering and conferences. And I thank you for putting that together. I pray that those words would continue to bear fruit that were shared. Encouragement between the sisters in the Lord would continue to bear fruit, and it would create a desire in each one to be able to minister to the rest of those around them, to the sisters around them. And that we constantly will have needs, Father. May we encourage one another and know how to encourage one another in our needs. I thank you, Father, for the divine appointments in each one of our lives this morning. And the perseverance that you allowed us in our faith, Father, that you granted a measure of faith to each one of us to continue to come back to the one who causes all things, who does all things well. Father, we have much to praise you for this morning, Father, and we do. We sing your praises just as the creation of the universe, the rest of it, as the sun and the moon and the stars praise you in their existence. Thank you for who you are, what's been done on our behalf. May our King receive the just glory, just praise deserve him. May you strengthen our faith this morning, Lord, as we trust you in our trials and look to you for our comfort. Thank you this morning that you count us worthy to have a part in your divine plan. It's all said and done. We can say, my Lord, done all things well, even in the midst of the losses that I endured. That we were fighting on the right side. The captain of our salvation was in front, leading the way. And it brought us joy to be a warrior in that battle, in the correct battle, on the right side. We thank you and praise you, Father, sending your Son on our behalf for such as us. It humbles us when we think who we are, yet what's been done on our behalf. Think of all the majestic creatures created, Lord, and even the angels, and yet you've done for us what you did not do for anyone. Oh, how we have reason to praise you, Lord, this day, this morning. Giving us a mind to dwell on such glorious mysteries. Strengthen our faith, Lord. Bring a word to encourage our hearts. We continue to praise your name today, Lord. Thank you for the work, persevering work in Amber's life, Father. I pray that you continue the work of binding Satan and the slow process of her recovery. And I trust your hand will do well. Will do all things well for her, for us, and the rest of our loved ones, our lost loved ones, the ones we've burdened for, may you give divine appointments for us to share Christ with them, the hope that we have. You give us each understanding of how we can do that and share our hope that is within us with those around us. Thank you for bringing us together this morning, Father. Be with us. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.